live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's time to talk to my guest, Hannah Nunn. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to see you. Now, Hannah, you have you created Kickstart Coffee and it's, you've just said in the last 2 days it's actually become officially a charity from being a community interest company. But before we talk about that and how you got to that stage, can you give us an idea of how it came about and what your history of that is?
Yeah, of course. So I first went to Uganda when I was 21 as a student nurse. So I went to a children's HIV and AIDS hospital to do my elective placement. Came home and was completely fell in love with the country and just knew that I really wanted to give back and how privileged we are here in a nursing sense, in health, but also education. So I went back out and worked with a lady called Agnes who set up a primary school. So I basically said to her, look, whatever I can do to support, I will. And that's going back 23 years now. And just feel really privileged to be able to have had that encounter. And then 5 years ago, we reached a point with the school. So the school is in Entebbe. Before coffee, we had 87 children. The teachers didn't get paid. It was very kind of poor conditions, and we reached a point going, if we really want to grow this and do this well, we need to make a change and we need to bring more funding in. And that was the question: what do we do? Do we ask people for money? Do we do a child sponsorship? Or do we do things differently? And I had this kind of realization in a craft market that Uganda grows coffee, and I thought, well, why don't we try and set up a coffee company and then funnel all the profits to this education program. So roll on 4 years since we sold our first bag of coffee. We're now fully funding the school of 400 children with 36 members of staff fully paid and also a further 50 in secondary. So coffee has completely transformed a community sustainably. And people in Cambridge and beyond are now enjoying beautiful Ugandan coffee.
I mean, it's just incredible story. And, you know, all just come about because of, you know, you're seeing what's going on. And say, we talk about all the issues and problems we have here and we moan about everything and, you know, our education we're not happy with and our NHS we're not happy with. And then you kind of, let's just go back a little bit and look at what's going on in other places. Sometimes we don't understand that or we don't know. So bringing this to us is a really good way to kind of ground us and to say, look, these are things happening now, but you've made a difference and it's really turned things around. Now, I think you said that the children that are in these schools, they wouldn't have any education if this school didn't exist, because a lot of schools are fee-paying, aren't they? The parents are expected to pay for it.
Yes, yeah, so all schools in Uganda are fee-paying. You can go to a government school, which the fees are relatively small, or there's private education schools, which, you know, some parents can afford. But for these single mothers and grandparents that earn £1 a day, there is no way that they can afford, you know, a £20 a month school fee. So these children absolutely wouldn't be at school, and they would really just go into that cycle of poverty. And what we're trying to do with education is what we do here is break cycles. Children can have the dreams that they want to have and carry, you know, go forward to what they want to be. I mean, in 23 years we've got qualified teachers, we've got a doctor, lawyer. So we've really tried our best for the last 23 years to do well, but actually funding was just the problem. So bringing in coffee has just been really made it possible to reach as many children as we can.
And, you know, coffee is such a popular drink now.
Yes.
I mean, it's beyond anything, isn't it? I can't see it that going away. And you were saying that you were in a market and realised that people were just selling bags of coffee, and you're saying, you know, one of those bags of coffee could fund whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
and it was sort of like a light bulb moment.
Yeah, and it was a crazy light bulb moment because I didn't drink coffee at the time. So my husband thought I was crazy. I said to my friend Alison, you know, I think we should set up a coffee company. And she's like, well, you don't drink it. So I started drinking espressos just to get used to the taste. And now I love it.
So you're hitting the ceiling by that
exactly.
point. I mean, good thing about not drinking is that you weren't going to be drinking the profits at all.
No, exactly.
Although you are now probably.
But it's just been a massive learning of growth, you know, learning how to run a company, how to set up a project as well sustainably to make sure the money is used correctly. And that's, you know, another reason why we've gone for a charity status. So we are running as a company, so a CIC community interest company, but we'll just funnel all of our profits into the charity with trustees. So it just makes it kind of, you know, more accountable. Which is really important for us, that we are open and honest with all the money that goes out.
And you have big plans, don't you, for the, you know, you're not stopping at just one school and what you're doing. What's the next thing?
So the next thing, once this project is kind of, you know, up and running, we're sending about $9,000 a month now to the project, is to focus on the coffee farmers on Mount Elgon, where we buy our coffee from. So up there is even harder for children to go to school, because the coffee farmers just don't get paid enough for their coffee, which is incredible thinking how much we are paying for a cup in a cafe. So we've got big dreams of planting coffee trees to sustainably fund school fees for children in the future. So it's going to be a very different model, focusing on actually planting trees and then using those profits for fees.
And you'll use people out there, so they'll be giving jobs as well.
Yes, we directly buy our coffee from a cooperative there already. So we're going to be working with them to set up this brand new project. So 2025 is looking big.
It's even busier.
Yeah, even busier.
And do you get to visit very often?
Yeah, so I go twice a year. But have weekly kind of management meetings with the school just to make sure there's any issues or whether we need any kind of additional funding that month. And also we're providing, I think, nearly 20,000 school meals a month now to these children. So making sure we've got enough money for food.
Because that's the other aspect, actually. They don't just go to school for education. They go to school to be fed as well.
Yeah.
They may not be getting enough food.
So the majority of children won't eat dinner at night. So the fact that actually, you know, they go to school for a safe environment to learn, actually they're going for food and they're hungry when they arrive. So they get breakfast and lunch, and then we do food bundles to the single mums during the week if they really struggle.
And they get to be with kids of their own and they get to play.
I mean,
and they get to do all the normal children things.
It is a normal school environment.
Yeah.
The children are happy. They're healthy. We're developing a clinic and hiring a nurse from January to kind of tie up the health element, like especially malaria. But, you know, they are like our children. They're like my son, Reuben, you know, and they deserve a right to be at school like my son does.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on that thing, well, there's two things, and we'll maybe come back to where people can buy coffee directly from you.
Yeah.
Also, you have recently done a collaboration with a huge company, Mills and Reeve, and you're providing them with the company. So if you can do individuals for coffee, but you can also work with corporates if they want to have coffee in their offices.
Yeah, and we absolutely love working with corporates or small offices because they drink a lot of coffee, let's be honest. And I kind of go, why would they not? They can choose our coffee over any coffee, and it does good. And what we do every month is make sure that we send impact reports every month so they know where their money's gone. For example, Mills and Reeve, they will be from January funding the health project. So they'll be funding a nurse salary, they'll be funding medications, and they'll be funding a clinic outreach. And that wouldn't be possible without them drinking coffee. And it's thanks to Rachel and Nick from Mills and Reeve that we've been able to collaborate.
Rachel from Get Synergized,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah,
Rachel Hales.
So with Mills and Reeve, we've not just launched in Cambridge, but we're in Birmingham and Norwich. So they'll be taking probably about 120 kilos of coffee a month. So the impact of companies choosing our coffee is just life-changing for these children.
I say it's just mind-blowing. And you do sell to individuals as well. So how do people find that before we talk about the pop-up as well?
Yeah. So individuals can buy coffee on our website. So it's kickstartcoffee.org. We've just got a new website that's just launched. So you'll be able to find out about what your coffee does, the impact, For example, a small bag of coffee funds a teacher for a day. So we like to add where that money is going on your coffee, so you know what you're buying, you know where your money is going. And the coffee is specialty grade. So it's not only a great cause, but number one, the coffee is good. And that's really important for us. That's kind of our primary aim.
You're not doing any, you're not sort of having any sort of compromise because you're having it. In fact, you probably find it's really good compared to some of the ones you may have already been buying. You don't know.
Yeah, I think the quality is so important because it will make people continue to buy or to subscribe. And then it means that we can, you know, reach more children, send our profits to Uganda and just grow and keep growing, really.
Fantastic. Well, that's all wonderful and I'm very excited about that. But equally, just to get a taster, you're doing a talk and a pop-up event on this Saturday.
Yes, so the Fellows House Hotel, which is on Milton Road, corner of Gilbert Road. Jack, who works there, has very kindly allowed us to have the space in the Sage Cafe from 4:30 to 6:30 on Saturday.
That's the 23rd of November, yes. If anyone's... can't remember where we are.
And it's really an opportunity for people who want to hear more about us to come along. It's a free event. You can book on Eventbrite, but just turn up and to hear me give probably a 30-minute talk on the impact, hear more about where we get the coffee from. And also we've got some pop-up crafts like Ugandan bags and coffee for Christmas gifts.
I'm going to say that Hannah has brought me, I can't reach it now. Hang on. A beautiful Christmas tree, which has been made in Uganda, hasn't it?
Yes.
And this is going to be in our studio now for Christmas. I will hide it away, anyone listening from the station, and we will bring it out for over the Christmas period. But it's absolutely beautiful. And that can be, it's reusable, of course,
yes.
as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
But there are some lovely gifts. And also you can buy packs of coffee, but also gift packs of coffee for Christmas gifts.
So we've done Christmas gift boxes, all with impact. We have created some children impact stories. So, you know, you get to meet some of the children at the school and hear about their story and how they live in the community. So it's really about kind of spreading the word about what we're doing and the impact that the coffee is having. And all of our profits from the Christmas crafts are going to secondary education. So we've got 18 children ready for secondary school and it costs about £35 a child. So it's not, you know, it's cheap, but it's actually not, you know.
Yeah, you've got to find that.
It's probably two 1 kilo bags of coffee.
Okay, remember that, everyone. Drinking more coffee.
Yeah.
It's a good challenge, isn't it,
yes.
to have? And thank you very much for that, Hannah. Absolutely fascinating and so brilliant that you do it. And give everyone the website as well if anyone wants to just look at that as well.
So it's kickstartcoffee.org. And for businesses out there, we've created an impact page where you can add how many people work in your company, how many cups of coffee, and that will give you your impact and what you would do for choosing our coffee.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.